Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. David De Gea is excited about United's progress and feels confident between the sticks as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side head into 2021 in the Premier League title race, a topsy-turvy year that started with poor results and fan discontent, ended with the improving Red Devils bringing the curtain down on 2020 with a last-gasp win against Wolves in front of empty stands. Well, De Gea said, "I think we now have a winning mentality and this is very important for the team. All of us, we want to win. We want to keep trying until the end." Moving on, and Newcastle have reportedly joined the race to sign left-back Brandon Williams on loan next month. The 20-year-old is expected to head for the Old Trafford exit door after falling out of favour under Solskjaer in the 2020-21 season. Alex Tellez and Luke Shaw are both ahead of Williams in the Red Devils' pecking order, with the Englishman's only start for United this season coming in the EFL Cup. Well, reports suggest that Newcastle boss Steve Bruce has identified Williams as a potential signing in January, with the Magpies prioritising loan deals next month. And finally, United are seemingly eyeing up a potential winter window move for Max Ahrens. Aaron Wan-Bissaka is the clear and standout right-back option for the Red Devils, but reports suggest that Solskjaer does want to bring in a bit of competition for the former Palace man, and he believes that Ahrens can provide just that. It's claimed that United have an interest in the 20-year-old, who's remained with the Canaries down in the Championship this season. That's all for now. We'll have more later.